and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 19th of April, 2014, anniversary of the shot heard round the world, ladies and gentlemen. The beginning of the battles of Lexington and Concord, touching off the American Revolution. And, you know, I can't help but think that if the people that fought in the Revolution were able to fast forward to today, they'd probably wonder why they had fought it. You know, as we see the police state being built around us, the various things that are happening all around, it seems like our present generation and the many generations that have happened between then and now, we've squandered it. We've squandered it in many respects. And I'm glad to see the movement of freedom sweeping across the country today in a major way. The land fight that took place last week with the Bureau of Land Management, it's been the talk of many of the Patriot talk shows, the alternative media, as we like to call it many times. It's also been the discussion of the controlled media. Of course, not telling the truth ever about anything. And so we've got some sound, by the way, that I think illustrates just perfectly what these scumbags in the controlled media do with a news story. And so we're going to be getting to that as time progresses. Vicki Davis is going to be joining us in the second hour. We've got a lot of good stuff to talk about, a lot of important information. I want to bring up Nancy Levant. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Wow, what a news week it was.
Yeah, what were you focused upon? Anything in particular?
Well, there were so many things, of course, and I'm watching and watching this event unfold in the Ukraine between us, Russia. We're apparently going to be deploying troops now to Poland. That just came out today.
Yep, I saw that.
And I have also been looking at the fact that a group of Western lawmakers have gathered in Utah, and they're going to try to figure out a way to take federal lands over.
Yeah,
and
saw that
states,
too.
And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, well, it's long overdue. Very long overdue.
You think?
And I want to get to that here in a moment. You know, we have stories here. There's one here that came out last week. Police task force to inspect homes without notice for unpermitted guests. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about here, Nancy, when I say that when those who fought during the Revolutionary War, they fought during that time, they fought tyranny, they fought for independence.
Absolutely.
You know, and here we are again, you know, at every level with government, at every level, they are encroaching again upon our freedom. This particular case, Westbury, New York, a special task force, police task force, has been created to snoop in on property owners and make sure they aren't allowing guests to stay in their homes without government approval. I mean, what
law is this?
Well, I guess it's some kind of ordinance. They say homeowners in the Long Island community of Westbury, population 15,000, have had their private property rights abridged to the point where they cannot even make autonomous decisions about what happens inside their own homes. The police housing enforcement unit will abide by an aggressive zero-tolerance policy for homeowners who allow so-called illegal tenants in their homes. The cops will sweep through communities and conduct housing inspections without notice.
Oh,
A presentation given at a small town meeting included a prop explaining the charges. That poster included the following statement: modify search warrant law to eliminate prior notice. Aggressively use warrants and housing sweeps on a regular basis. Done. Mayor Peter Cavallaro, I know I butchered his name, but I don't care. He claims that allowing property owners to make their own rules victimizes the community as a whole. And here we go, Nancy, with the communitarian nonsense.
Yep.
That's what this is, folks. This is communitarianism. Communitarianism puts the well-being of the community the whole community, above the rights of the individual.
Sounds like Nazi Germany to me.
Well, yeah. See, the thing is that anytime you do that, anytime you take and weigh the well-being of the entire community against the rights of the individual is going to tank. The individual rights is going to tank every time. So when you weigh that, you have a movement away from individual liberty, individual freedom, and that's why they do this.
You can't invite guests to come and stay with you for a week, your friends, because you're violating.
Well, you can if they agree to, you know, if they agree to let you. This is the insanity of it all. And it happens in the land of the free. The land of the free. You know, we had another case
that
out
in Oregon. That wouldn't be here.
Yeah, there's another case out in Oregon where a grandmother had faced eviction over her U.S. flag hanging in the window. This actually came out at the end of last month. We never talked about it here because we had so many other things to talk about. It kind of crowded it out. But KGW.com, this is, I guess, a local TV station. They said Elodio Royce has always displayed her nation's flag in support of her family members and friends serving in the military. She says they fought for our freedoms. No, they didn't. They think they did. But
yeah,
that's what she said. She says, they fought for our freedoms, and this is a freedom I should have. She says, last week, she got a notice from her landlord that the flag in her window must come down, or she could be evicted. It says, all colored drapes need to be removed from the windows, but our flag is not a drape. She said her apartment manager actually approved the flag the day she moved into the Happy Valley complex nearly 6 years ago. She says, I asked if I could put out it out on a pole, and they said no. But when I asked if I could hang it in my window, they said, okay. Flags are not permitted in the lease agreement, Elodio showed KGW, or not mentioned, I should say, in the lease agreement. Anyway, they're giving her a hard time about her flag, okay? And you say, well, that's an apartment building, a apartment complex. But keep in mind, listeners, as more and more people are driven off property. Boy, I can't talk today. As more people are driven off private property, they lose their land rights. You got these people in these apartment buildings, homeowners associations, and you name it. They're going to be dictating how you live.
Yep.
And so you got it again. Here's another one. City orders woman to take down flyers in search for missing dogs. Her dogs went missing. She wanted to post a notice about her dogs, and the city's saying, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that. We've got ordinances here. There's another story here, happened here in Michigan, Bridgeport Township. Man speaking at a township board meeting. They say he was speaking too long, and so he gets arrested. because, well, you know, he's speaking too long. I mean, folks, this is the land of the free, right? The home of the brave. You're losing it. You're losing all your freedoms. Anyway, lots to talk about here, Nancy. We got to take a break, though. Folks, this is the anniversary of the Waco massacre, anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing false flag operation, which they tried to blame the Patriot groups for, the militias. Lots to talk about today here. Very busy day. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick time out. This is Government America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We're back. This is Govern America. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, go ahead and give your information out, please.
I'm Nancy at governamerica.com, and you can see my blog, A Womanly Wisdom, which is also posted on governamerica.com.
All right, and also I want to point out, in the way of housekeeping, ladies and gentlemen, that if you tried to get to the website this past week, it's been down probably more than it's been up. We're dealing with a company out in Provo, Utah, which we switched to some, it wasn't very long ago, it was actually a few months ago, one of the largest hosting companies out there, and apparently they can't keep their data center up. And it's become a source of tremendous frustration, and we're in the process right now of moving the website from their clutches, I guess, to some other hosting company, because this has been something that's happened several times since we've been with them in the short period of time. That I don't know what's going on there, but, you know, I can forgive one major outage. Okay, I'll give you two major outages, but this has just happened over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And to the point where, you know, frankly, we're sick of it. And the thing is that if you've tried to email us, you know, the mail servers were down too. So, anyway, so if you've seen an email bounce or something, we may or may not have gotten the email. So anyway, radio@governamerica.com it's up at the moment. So if you want to send something, send it now. And, like I say, we're going to be moving that website. The ball has already started. The process is already rolling. It's going to cost us more money, unfortunately. So, you know, anybody, if you could like to help out, we would really appreciate that. That it's getting expensive to do this. Anyway, you can make checks or money orders payable to Coalition to Govern America, P.O. Box 368, Parma, Michigan, 49269. Once again, that's Coalition to Govern America, P.O. Box 368, Parma, Michigan, 49269. If you don't donate, I have to. So that's the way that works. And unfortunately, it's getting, like I say, more and more expensive to do this. We also have PayPal on the website, so you can do your checks or your credit card thing or whatever you need to do there. That is if the website's up. And so anyway, that's the housekeeping. If you're able to help us, we'd appreciate it. But we're in the process right now of moving that. You know, it's kind of interesting. I did a little research on this company, Nancy. The company that we were with is called Bluehost, right? And Bluehost is owned by a larger company called Endurance International. It's called Endurance International Group. Guess how many brands Endurance International Group owns?
Oh, God. I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah, take a wild stab at it.
I'm not sure.
52.
Oh, this really?
This company has been swallowing up hosting companies like Pac-Man eating dots. Okay? They have eaten up... You know, we used to, so many of the people who actually came to Bluehost were firing a previous hosting company because they had outages there. HostGator was another one. It's another huge company. Okay? A lot of folks left HostGator because they didn't like the outages there. Well, guess what? It's the same company. Different name, same company.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Data center. Same data center. They have their data center in the same place. It's just so bizarre. So what looks like to me is happening here is we are seeing a consolidation of internet companies very much the same way we saw a consolidation of broadcasting companies when the deregulation took place of those. It's really remarkable to see this consolidation taking place. So as the control of the internet goes forward, ladies and gentlemen, and I got some information on that, which we probably won't get. You know, this ICANN thing, there's a lot more to that than meets the eye also. And we probably won't have time to explore that today, but I got a whole gob of information on that that we'll share at some point in the future. But, you know, I did a little research on this with this Endurance International thing. I thought it was really fascinating because, you know, as I was looking at this and I got to thinking, you know, they're in Provo, Utah. And they keep having more and more outages all the time. I wonder if there's not something more going on here. And I don't know. It's just a coincidence, I suppose. But I did this massive data center, which is being built by the NSA. Guess how far away that is from the Utah data center, which hosts 52 brands. It's like 29 miles away.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that at all, Darren.
So I don't know if that's part of the reason why the NSA set up shop there. I don't know if there's some kind of collusion going on there. And we may never know. You know, but something's going on with this hosting company, and I think it's time to bid them adieu. Anyway, so enough about the housekeeping stuff. Again, governamerica.com. Nancy, I think, constantly posting stuff, and hopefully very soon we'll have a very reliable website, and hopefully much faster. So anyway, there's that. Moving along here, Nancy had mentioned earlier, in fact, I mentioned that we were talking about earlier about the fact that this is the anniversary of Waco, the federal encroachment upon the Branch Davidians, the siege there that took place unprovoked, completely unnecessary. They wanted Koresh. They could have got him. He went out for jogs. He went out to the store. They could have gotten him at any time. But no, 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 no. We got to make sure there's an armed standoff. We have to blast music over loudspeakers with songs like "These Boots Are Made for Walking," and "One of These Days These Boots Are Going to Walk All Over You." Yeah, bullying. We're dealing with a bunch of bullies when we're dealing with the federal government. And we got the Oklahoma City bombing, which happened on the heels of the Branch Davidian massacre, is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
You know, we can't forget important questions, Nancy, like, you know, well, the ATF. Well, they had an office at the Murrah Federal Building, and yet no agents were killed or injured in the bombing. Why not? There were business hours. There were children killed at the daycare center.
Yeah.
You know, well, why was the ATF office empty at the time? There was a man who was a husband of one of the victims. He was interviewed by KFOR-TV. He said he called the BATF to ask him to speak with an agent that worked in the building. He was told that they were in a debriefing. He pressed them further, and they said that none of the agents had been in the building and that they had been tipped by their pagers on the morning not to come to work. That was husband of one of the victims. There's a lot of other things. You know, later on, they had tried to explain their absence from the building. And some of the stories that they were telling raised a lot more questions than they answered. Anyway, I got to take the bottom of the hour break. When I come back, I'll continue talking about this briefly, and then we'll move on to other things. It's just incredible how busy things are. Anymore, we've gotten to the point where we don't know where to start. Let's take the bottom of the hour break. We'll continue here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How important
important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What do you do when the law is actually lawless? Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have increasingly in America today. Lawless law enforcement. And nowhere can we see this more than these supposed lawful people at the federal level and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the FBI and BLM and all these alphabet soup organizations. Continuing on here, we were talking before the break about the BATF and their absence from the Murrell Federal Building back during that time that the whole thing happened. I'm trying to remember now, what year was that? I know Waco happened in, I think, in 93. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Oklahoma City thing happened in 95. But anyway, it was kind of interesting, Nancy, that the ATF had told several stories try to explain their absence from the building. They claimed that there were two agents that were in the building, finally, after being pressed on this issue. One of them was Luke Franey. Luke Franey claimed that he claimed to be knocked unconscious by the blast and then used his martial arts skills to knock down several walls. Now, folks, if you've ever seen how these buildings are built, you're not going to be chomping things down with your hands, okay? So, you know, that's just another example. There's another agent that they said, he claimed he was in there. His name was Alex McCauley. He claimed he was in an elevator at the time of the bombing, And he said the elevator went into free fall for five floors, after which he broke out and rescued several people. Now, imagine that you're in an elevator and a bombing takes place. You fall, free fall, five stories. And then you just break out of the elevator and go into Superman mode and rescue a bunch of people. Folks, if you fall five stories, you're not going to be rescuing anybody. Okay? And in fact, Oscar Johnson, they got a hold of the guy who actually was in charge of the elevator crews. And he examined the elevators and the associated equipment. He said there's no way any of the elevators went into free fall, number one. And he obtained the FEMA report afterwards indicating which elevator that McCauley claimed to be in at the time. And he examined that elevator, and he said there's no way that McCauley was in the elevator. Number one, he says the door was still locked from the top, and the walls had caved in against the doors between floors. He says, so there's no way that anybody could have gotten out without help. Okay? So we're supposed to believe that this just happened. I mean, there's so many things about this whole Oklahoma City thing that's just complete nonsense. Another thing, there's a Jane Graham who worked in the building for over a decade. She was vice president of the Federal Employees Union, knew everyone in the building, and had testified before Congress in the past on labor issues. So apparently she's credible enough that Congress thinks she's got some credibility. Anyway, she says that on that morning, before the bombing, she was dropped off by her husband. As she walked up to the building, she saw strange behavior. There were two men in ATF uniforms in front of the double doors talking to a third man in a business suit. She said that she remembered thinking how odd it was that all of the people that were ATF agents that went to the ATF office were never identifiable. They never had uniforms on. These men had uniforms on. There was a woman named Tiffany Bible. She was a paramedic who responded to the building. She confirmed that the ATF were not at their office, and in fact, they have been aware of some type of threat that day. So they had foreknowledge of the event. She, in a sworn affidavit, testified that she asked an ATF agent if any of them were at their office that day, and they replied no, none of them were. And went on to say that the building was bombed because of Waco. She further states that within the first 20 minutes of the bombing, she observed at least eight ATF agents in clean black jumpsuits outside the building. So, I mean, there's a lot more to this. There's a lot of things as you explore more and more what happened there, you know, both at Waco, what happened at Oklahoma City. Obviously, Oklahoma City was a false flag event with the intention of creating domestic terrorism and blaming the patriot groups, blaming the militias.
Yep.
And so here we are again at the anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. They like to mess around on April 19th, on or around this date. So keep your eyes peeled for false flag operations. That's all I got to say, because these scumbags will stop at nothing to take away your gun rights. They will stop at nothing to demonize and villainize their enemies. I mean, all we have to do is look at and see what happened, what they've done with foreign countries. Look at Saddam Hussein and the alleged weapons of mass destruction. You know, the same ones that are hiding in the cave with Osama bin Laden. Yeah, the same ones that are hiding in the cave with all the boogeymen they can't find. Yeah, now they're doing it again with Syria. With the, Saddam gassed the Kurds, which was a lie. There was no evidence that Saddam gassed the Kurds. And I see that lie repeated sometimes by the truth media, because they don't know any better. But, you know, these now they're saying that, what's his name over there in Syria? His name slipped my mind.
Oh, Assad?
Yeah, Assad. Thank you. Yeah, they're saying that he gassed his own people now. You know, so that's being built up. And, of course, we got the Ukrainian situation. You know, Putin is being villainized now, you know, so that they can start a war with him, apparently. You know, and I don't know. I think these world leaders are all buddies, myself. But what's going on here, folks? We know that the rebellion in the Ukraine was engineered. We've talked a lot about that on the broadcast. So, you know, everything we're being told today is a lie. And we come back to this situation with Clive and Bundy. You know, all the lies that are being told now by the controlled press, by the controlled media. It's interesting that PBS NewsHour did a thing yesterday, Nancy, on this Clive and Bundy situation. And I want to play a little audio from that because I think it's very instructive. Here's how it went.
Now to a story that takes us out to the western U.S., to Nevada, where a standoff between the federal government and a local cattle rancher involving an armed militia almost turned violent. Hari Srinivasan is in our New York studio with this report.
Armed militiamen pointing guns at federal officials over cattle. For more than 20 years, Nevada rancher Clive and Bundy has refused to pay fees for grazing cattle on public lands.
Okay, a couple of things here. I want to jump in here real quick. First of all, the story is being framed wrong. This is obviously totally biased from the standpoint of the feds. This is not about grazing fees, ladies and gentlemen. The feds spent more money probably on this roundup than they say Bundy owes in grazing fees. Okay, there were 82 cars, 82 white vehicles that left the scene of that whole thing. Every single one of these characters were being paid with federal dollars. Okay? It's not money that they're worried about. That's number one. And I want to point out, too, something. As you listen to this story, try to think about what's missing from this report. Because I think this is just as instructive as what they're saying here. Is what they're not saying is just as important as what they're saying.
Well, and Aaron, did you hear her say the militia groups were pointing their weapons at the federal agents? That simply was not true.
Well, it may have been true.
It's a photograph.
Yeah, exactly. Who was the aggressor here? Who was the aggressor? And as we see this point here going forward, folks, this is about the Fed swallowing up all the land, then ordering ranchers out of business. That's what this is about. This land, the land is the means of production. Okay, if you control all the land, you control the means of production.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management says Bundy now owes close to $1 million. He says his family has used the land since the 1870s and doesn't recognize the federal government's jurisdiction. Last year, a federal judge ordered Bundy to remove his livestock. He ignored the order, and 2 weeks ago, BLM agents rounded up more than 400 of his cattle. Last weekend, armed militia members and states' rights protesters showed up to challenge the move.
I came here because I don't believe the BLM has any authority whatsoever. They have no law enforcement authority in Clark County, and they have no business whatsoever destroying the pursuit of happiness of one of our friends and brothers.
Rather than risk violence, the BLM did an about-face and released the cattle. But the dust-up has put long-standing disputes over western range rights squarely in the spotlight.
Okay, I gotta take a break here real quick. One thing they didn't tell you in the story about how the feds were tasering people, putting their boots on people's heads and necks, slamming pregnant women to the ground. More importantly, they didn't tell you why the feds backed down, and we'll tell that story as this time progresses. But we got to take a quick time out. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. Lots of other things happening here. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com,
We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Nancy Levin is here. I'm Darren Weeks. Vicki Davis joins us at the beginning of the next hour. I want to continue here with this because I think this is important, folks. This PBS NewsHour featured this story yesterday about Clive and Bundy and the whole scenario going on in Nevada from last week, and it continues right now. Of course, we have Sheriff Mack, many of you know. He came out. In fact, he was in that report we just played before the break. He came out and said that he believes now that, in fact, he says that there is intelligence that they have, that the feds are planning a raid at some point on the Bundy Ranch. So everyone needs to be very vigilant right now. Liberty requires eternal vigilance. We know that the BLM and the FBI, federal agencies, pulled back their goons. But many folks don't realize the story that's happened, why that happened, how that whole thing went down. You know, Nancy, it's kind of interesting. We have witness reports from the ground that said what happened there was that, and part of this story was told last week on the broadcast, but not the whole thing. What evidently happened was, you know, David Bundy, when he was on the show last week, said that Gillespie, the sheriff, was going to be holding a press conference there. He was going, and Dave said he was very very happy about that, pleasantly surprised. And So I guess they came out and he was reading a prepared statement, Gillespie was, the sheriff in that county, Clark County, Nevada. During that statement, Cliven Bundy spoke up and he told the sheriff, he said, I give you an hour to get these federal goons out of here. I want them disarmed. I want the weapons brought here. You got an hour to do this. According to what was said from witnesses on the ground, the hour came and went, and Cliven said to the other folks there, let's go get the cattle. So they went and approached the place where the BLM was holding the cattle. They were approaching. They were warned off on loudspeakers not to approach. They continued to approach, according to the witnesses that were there at the time. Then, according to the witnesses from the ground, the reports that we got, the federal agents, these scumbags at the BLM, threatened to shoot members of the crowd if they didn't back down. They said, we have a court order, and we will shoot. Now, in the face of that threat, these people continued to approach the BLM agents, according to the witness reports that we have. And finally, when they realized that they would either have to make good on their promise, their threat, to shoot or to retreat, the federal agents, that's when they decided, we better pull back. So, assuming these witness reports are true, and I have no reason to doubt them, these people are heroes.
Absolutely.
The people that approached, they put their lives on the line, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you would be willing to do that, knowing that this would be your last day on this earth?
I find it very interesting that there was a court order to apparently allow for them to be shot.
Well, I don't know if that's what the court order was about. I think what they were talking about is this is a court order that we got to do what we're doing here. But I think this is it's very telling. What we have here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is not over. Harry Reid came out and he said it wasn't over. Okay? He's got money tied up in this with this deal with the communist Chinese. He has every intention of pursuing this. And in fact, in this report, once again, he mentions that again. And he's calling the Patriots domestic terrorists. Anyway, I want to continue with this PBS NewsHour before I talk us out of time here.
Last night, Nevada Democratic Senator Harry Reid blasted the protesters.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law.
Okay. here's Harry Reid. We should follow the law. Yeah, we're domestic terrorists. They're the ones with their feet on people's heads and necks and backs. They're the ones tasering people, pointing their military-style weaponry at everyone, threatening to shoot people. And we're the domestic terrorists, the people that stand up to the bullies. Yeah, that's really rich, Harry. And it's really rich that you of all people, lecture us about following the law? But once again, folks, well, why hadn't the fees been paid? They had ordered most of the cattle off the land, which would have essentially put Cliven Bundy out of business. But you know what's interesting about this? Here's what I find really interesting about this whole thing. Where is the mention of the desert tortoise? You notice how earlier I said, what's missing from this report? What's missing is just as important as what's in the report. Why has the desert tortoise suddenly disappeared from the media coverage? Now, I don't know about other networks, but I know PBS is very, very friendly to the environment, at least their pseudo-environmental agenda. Why? You know, they love endangered species, all these liberal leftists that listen and watch PBS and NPR. Why has the desert tortoise suddenly disappeared from the radar? Why? Could it be that the federal government has been euthanizing desert tortoises, and so that being an excuse won't walk?
Yeah, how many did they euthanize? Over 1,000 of them?
Yeah. I guess they're euthanizing them every day. Oh, we don't have the federal funds to deal with this. So let's just...
Well, and it's like you said last week, Darren, where are all of these green animal protection people when they're testing nukes in the desert for 50, 60 years, and when they're doing their sonar experiments underneath the seas and setting off nuclear weapons under the seas and underground? Where are all of these people?
Yeah. Well, they're nowhere to be found.
But in the last few days before the standoff, you had a bunch of different types of groups and people, everyone from groups who called themselves militia to so-called patriot groups. And
okay, this is a scumbag reporter from the L.A. Times.
Just others across the country gathered together over the course of several days leading up to Saturday. And at that point, Saturday, the Bundy family took the protesters, went up to the corral where the BLM had rounded up their cattle, and after a short brief negotiation and standoff, the BLM decided to release several hundred cows back to the family.
Okay, negotiation? There was no negotiation. I'll tell you what happened. The animals on the animal farms stood up and took back the farm. That's what happened here.
How many cattle are we talking about here? They rounded up a few hundred. Did they release them all back?
They did release them all back. They rounded up about 350 to 400 or so over the course of about a week. It was intended to be a month-long roundup that would have required gathering a few hundred more cows. That didn't happen. They stopped the round off. So now there's a lot of unanswered questions about what's going to happen next.
Okay, now, Nancy, you just pointed out they didn't bother mentioning the 130 cattle that were ran to death by the BLM helicopters. No mention of that. You know, oh, no. They were all released back, safe and sound. You know, what a load of garbage. Anyway, later on...
Tell me why... you know, Darren, I have done cattle before, dairy, beef, the whole shebang, and it's like, why do you need all of these federal agencies? Why do you need the FBI? Why do you need SWAT teams for a cattle roundup? Can you explain that to me?
I can't explain anything these characters do, you know, unfortunately, we are almost...
Number one, it has nothing to do with a cattle roundup. Number two, you know, their problem is they've got everybody's there. They've got all got their cameras. They've got their cameras on their phones. They've all got phones. And
yeah.
The only reason that this thing ended was because they could not kill in private like they have done in the past.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, all I can say is thank God for the people who went there. I'm very, very worried about what, I'm very worried about that family.
Yeah, I think we all should be. But this is about putting ranchers out of business. And
there
this is a, taking a stand and facing down one of the worst bullies that have ever walked the face of the earth. Hour number two of this program is straight ahead. Stay with us. With